It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.
Dave Dolan joins us to report on what is going on in Israel. Dave, what's the latest?
Well, Rick, as the war entered its fifth week, we had fighting all weekend in the north and the south. We had more heavy barrages of Hamas rockets fired at the Tel Aviv area on Sunday evening and on Saturday as well. They also fired a longer-range missile at Eilat, the port city of Eilat in the south of Israel, and Israel shot that down with its Arrow anti-missile system, which is four ballistic missiles. In the north, we had stepped-up activity all weekend. We had Hezbollah lob in more rockets. They shot dead an Israeli civilian who was delivering water to an IDF base above the city of Kiryat Shmona, which is evacuated and which also suffered more rocket hits on Saturday and Sunday. The chief of staff Sunday night said that the IDF is ready to go on the offensive, Rick, in Lebanon against Hezbollah. He pointed out to speaking to soldiers that we didn't ask them to join this war. They've been lobbing rockets and making us evacuate our citizens and hitting our largest city in the north every day now for 4 weeks, and it's being escalated and they're threatening more. And he said we can't tolerate them on our northern border any more than we can tolerate Hamas on our southern border, indicating that Israel may go on full offensive to take out the Hezbollah movement. Of course, that is the prospect of bringing Iran into the war directly. We had Anthony Blinken in Jerusalem on Friday meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, trying to get him to, quote, pause the fighting for humanitarian reasons. But he pointed out to him that our soldiers are now deep in Gaza. They're south of Gaza City. We can't just pull them out. And if we cease fire for a time, Hamas men will pour out of the tunnels, they'll open fire, and Israel will be forced to fire back, so there will be no ceasefire. So he said that. Blinken on Sunday met with the PA leader, Abbas, in Ramallah, and he promised him that after the war, the PA would play a much larger role in the Gaza Strip. But of course, there's worry in Israel and indications that a new front from the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, is being prepared. A lot of arms have been pouring into there from Iran over the past few years. We know that. And that would be, of course, in and around Jerusalem, as well as all the trouble that Tel Aviv and Beersheba and Ashkelon and all the other major cities have had.
David, this escalation looks like in the north, you say declaring war against Hezbollah. Is this the escalation that we have feared? Is this going to be that second front that really might stress Israel?
Well, it would be a much more intense front even than Gaza is, although it wouldn't be, you know, fighting men that are underground or whatever. But Hezbollah has, oh, we hear different estimates, but 30, 40,000 active fighters. But it, more than that, it has this huge rocket force that Iran has supplied for them. And it is directly, it was founded by Iran. So it is not just connected to them, but very much theirs. And by the way, the Iranian defense minister on Sunday was quoted in their media saying, our advice to the Americans is to immediately stop the war in Gaza, implement a ceasefire. Otherwise, they will be hit hard. So threatening more attacks in Iraq and Syria, but some are saying maybe in the United States as well. So the war is widening, Rick. It definitely is. And Israel has no choice but to fight it. If Hezbollah would have stayed out, they'd be out. Maybe they'll give them one more chance, but it looks like it's going to go into a full Middle East war.
Dave Dolan reporting from Israel. Dave, thank you so much for taking the time to update us today.
You're welcome, Rick. God bless.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...